Right, that looks like a Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isa Maror B'Tchila. Somebody who makes a window to bring a light into a house. And he's starting to make the window right now. He's making the window for the first time. How big would that window have to be to allow Tumah to go in and out of that window? Shi'uro Melo Makta Gadol Shalishka. It's the size of the window, at least the size of the large drill that was used in the Lishka, the base of Migdash, for repairs in the base of Migdash. That window would be large enough to allow Tumah to escape the house and to enter the house through that window. Shire Hamor. If there's only a remnant of the window left, the window is partly sealed. Rum Esbayim Areshav Hagadah. This is the part of the window that's left. Has a height of 2 finger widths and a width of a thumb. In such a case, that's enough to allow the tumor to go in and out through what's left of the window. Elu Hain Shire Hamor. What's the case of Shire Hamor? Halon Shesasma Velo Hispik Lagunra. A window that you started to seal but did not yet have a chance to complete it. That's called Shire Hamor, the remnant of a window. And the din would be, as we said, that if the window is the size of Esbayim Arechav Agodo, it would allow Tumah to get in and out through that window. Charu Mayim Oshratun Osha Chlasu Malachas Shi'uro Melo Egro. If you didn't make the window yourself, the window was made in a natural way. Water pounded against the wall until a opening was formed. Or bugs ate away until opening was formed. Or there was a salty solution there that caused an opening to form in the wall. In this case, since the window was not made by you, it happened naturally. The window would have to be larger than the size of a drill to allow a tumor to go in and out. The size of a mully egro, a fistful, would be needed to allow the tumor to go in and out. We're talking about the fist of a very large person, a person by the name of Ben Avatiah, who was a very large person whose fist was the size of the head of a normal person. If the window is that size, it would allow Tumah to go in and out. But if the window was less than that size, it would not allow Tumah to go in and out. And since the window was not made by a person, it happened naturally. It has to be very large to allow Tumah to escape and to enter through that window. Chashav alav l'tashmish. Shi'uro b'paseach tefa. If a window that was formed naturally by water or shrutzen or malachas that we just had, and we said the shear is a mali agra to allow Tumah to go in and out, and then you decided that you want to use that window for your purposes, you're going to put things in that window. In such a case, the shear is different. The shear would be the size of a tefach. If the window is a tefach square, it would allow Tumah to go in and out. And since you decided to use that window, you don't need as large of a window to allow Tumah to go in and out. Limba or Shi'uro Male Makta. If the window that was formed by Mayim or Malachas or Shrasim, you decided that you're going to use that window not to put things in there, but to bring light into the house. In such a case, the shear is even smaller. The shear of the Male Makta is the size of a drill, and a window that is made for ore would only have to be the size of a drill to allow Tumah to go in and out, even though originally the window was formed by itself. Since you now decided to use the window for ore, the shear is a mali makdash to allow Tumah to go in and out, even if it's only the size of a drill. Tumah would escape and enter through that window. Has three goes behind rufafos. The starfos is mali makdash kedibre beishama. Three goes and rufafos are two different types of screens. Three goes is the type of screen that is put in the windows of a storehouse, and rufafos is the type of screen that is put in the windows of a summer house. If you can combine all the openings in the screen, and that would be the size of a mali makdash, the size of a drill, the tumor would escape and enter through the screen, according to Beis Shammai. And even though you don't have the size of a mali makdash in one place, you have to combine all the holes in the screen to get a mali makdash, the tumor would still be able to get in and out through the screen, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Achi Yehe B'Makom Echad, mali makdash. Beis Hillel disagrees. He holds that there has to be in one makom the size of a mali makdash. You can't add up all the openings in the screen to get a mali makdash. If there's a mali makdash in one opening of the screen, Tumah would escape and enter through the screen. But if not, then Tumah cannot escape and enter through that screen, even though when you add up all the openings in the screen, you have the size of a mali makdash. Since in one place we don't have the size of a mali makdash, Tumah would not escape and enter through the screen, according to Beis Hillel. Lahavi HaTumah Ulahaiti HaTumah. All the shiurim that we mentioned in this mission of mali makdash and mali egrei and Paseah Tefa, all these shiurim are needed both Lahavi Atuma to bring Tumah into the house through the window, and Lahaiti Atuma for the Tumah to escape through the window. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Lahavi Atuma. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He said the shiurim that we mentioned over here are the shiurim that are needed to bring the tumah through the window into the house. Avo lohaiti es tumah, if they say akhtapa. But for the tumah to escape the house and be metamic things outside the house, then all the windows have the same shear. The shear is a tefach square. Both windows that are made by itself, made by a person, or used for ore or for tasha, they all have the same shear as far as to be most of the tumah from the house. The shear is a poseach tefach. That which the Gemara gives various shiurim, that's referring to bring the tumah into the house. Then it would depend on how wide the window was made. But as far as the tumah escaping from the house, all windows have the same shear. It's a poseach tefach, a tefach square. Somebody who makes a window in order to bring air into the house, the same would be true if he makes a window to bring light into the house. The size the window would have to be to allow tumah to enter and escape through that window is the size of a drill. This we had in the previous mission, that if you make a chalon for ore, then the size the window would have to be is the size of a drill that's used in the Beis HaMikdash for repairs. Barna bayis chutzolah. Shi'ura b'poseach tefach. If after you make a window in order to bring air and light into the house, you then build a house right up next to the window. So now that there's a house right next to the window no longer brings lighter air into the house. So now the shear of the window is different. The shear is a tefach square. In order for tumah to escape and enter through that window, it would have to be a tefach square. And that is the size that a window that is used for purposes other than for air and light would have to be, in order to allow tumah to enter and escape through the window. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, that if you decide to use the window for other purposes, it would have to be a poseach tefach, a tefach square. Nasan es atikra b'emsa halom. Hatachtum b'poseach tefach v'elyon mole makta. Again, we're talking about where you build a house right up next to the window. But in this case, the top of the house ends at the halfway mark of the window. So therefore, only the upper part of the window would allow air and light to get into the house, while the lower part of the window is blocked by the house that you built right up next to it. So now it's considered like two different windows, and therefore the bottom window, which is blocked by the house, it would have to be a tefach square in order to allow tumah to escape and enter through the bottom part of the window. But the upper part of the window that's not blocked, and that window still allows light and air to get into the house, that would have the shear of a mali machta. If it's the size of a drill, then it would allow tumah to escape and enter through that part of the window.